Lecture 8. So this morning's lecture we covered the redox chemistry in the water. We now move to the bugs. So bacteria have been around for a long time. As a result, they've become very sophisticated at working in the aquatic environment. And because there are a large quantity of bacteria and microorganisms in general floating around in water, they can change the chemistry of the water pretty substantially. So we're now going to do a very light version of some microbes so that you're comfortable with what exactly is floating around in the water. The reason for doing it is because they very substantially change the aquatic chemistry. So the first thing is we move through the classification into autotrophic organisms, and these guys then will use either solar or chemical energy to fix carbon. The phytoplankton and algae then are the dominant sort of players. Heterotrophic organisms, in contrast, these ones then are going to use existing organic material from eating lots of autotrophs to provide the energy they need, and they'll take the carbon they need quite frequently from the same autotroph. If we ignore the biology, we'll get the chemistry wrong in the water, so we have no option but to figure out what exactly is floating around there. The things that will influence the biotic life in the water that we mustn't forget about are temperature, because that affects the rate of metabolic processes. Transparency, that will determine how far the light is able to penetrate into the water column. And turbulence, because at the outset I indicated that in environmental work you're concerned not only with the chemicals that are there, but how they move around. So in this case you have to transport nutrients to the piece of biology, and then you've got to get rid of waste so that they don't die in their own time.